Tuesday the 23rd of February, Tess Ador, Rabbi Chaim Yitzhak Greenblatt, wine or any beverage for Libesume.
Chayev Inish Libesume Vepurya. Ad lo yoda bein orur homon levoruch Mordechai. The Gemara in Megillah, Darzain Omid Beis, an undisputed Gemara. Quoted in Halacha by the Machabe, Tok Reish Tzadi Hei, verbatim, as it says in the Gemara, Chayev Inish Libesume Vepurya. A very unique mitzvah, because in the Torah, Shikrus, getting drunk, is very much criticized, despised. You look in Chazal. The Rambam actually writes in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam writes a loshon, one line, Kol ha-mishtakir harei ze choyte. The yid becomes shikra, the Rambam says he's a choyte, harei ze maguna, the chochmosoi mafsid. Very negative language. But here, the Torah in Purim doesn't just say it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, chayev, inish libesume. It is interesting, when you look at the Torah, Chazal, talking about the subject of alcohol consumption. Not shikrus, forget about getting drunk. But drinking alcohol drinks in general, the Torah viewpoint isn't as negative as you might have thought. Lehavdil, in the Goyish world, there's a well-known slogan, no drinking and driving. But drinking without driving, is quite just like you can drive without drinking, you can drink without driving, no problem to drink. You look at the Torah and Chazal, it's interesting, because at first sight, there seems to be a conflict, a contradiction, and many Achronim reconcile these two Chazal. Just very briefly, there's several Chazal which talk negatively about drinking. Gemara says in Brochas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Gemara says, Ein lecha dobo hamevi yelola al ha'odom elo yayin. There's nothing that brings misfortune, wailing upon a man, more than wine. Wine can cause destruction. The halacha is ashoy to revius yain. Someone drinks the revius yain, he may not pass him because that too true does, his mind isn't clear. But then, this chazal say, Ein oimrim shiro el al hayayin. Many of our bichas ha-mitzvahs is al hayayin. Kiddush, Havdolah, Koshul Brocha, Pidin Aben, Mira, al hayayin. It has to be dafke al hayayin. It has to be drunk al hayayin. And the reason is, because yayin has got in it an ingredient of simcha. The pasuk says, "Tnu yayin lemarei nefesh." Give wine to a depressed soul. The yayin yisamach levav enosh. There's actually a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin where the Gemara says, "Yayin verichni pikhi." Wine makes the person clever, opens up the mind. So it seems to be one hand, Chazal don't like wine. Other hand, it's used. The answer is very simple. Many Sforim say the same answer. That depends on the dosage on the amount. If it's taken, it depends on the amount and how much you take in the right amount, with the right kavona, in the right time. It's actually a positive thing. It can bring simcha. It can help the person to think. But once you go over the permitted dose, that's when it becomes negative. That's all during the year in general. Here at Purim, all barriers are broken. Chazal say, "Hi, initially the sume Purim, adelo yoda." So I'm going to tell you an interesting thing, because Yain, the Kli Yochas says in Pasha Shlach that Yain is gematria 70. 70 is made up of 7 times 10. 7 times 10. 7 is the number which depicts Teva. Teva is the Oilam HaGashmi. 10 is the number which is Shleimus, Aseres HaDibros, Asor HaMamorois, Esemakos. Says the Kli Yochas, 7 times 10 is the fusion of 7 is Gashmi, 10 is Ruchni. When Yain is used in the right time, with the right combinations, then Yain becomes a Dovah Shebikdush. talking about Purim, which is our Inyan HaDiyoma. To explain that halacha, we have a very short time, but our topic today is an interesting topic. Not so clear in the question, but is Chayav initially the Sumi Bepuria only with wine or with any alcohol beverage? Somebody enjoys a liqueur, a whiskey. Is he Makai in the Chayav initially the Sumi Bepuria? The Stimas HaShulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, there is absolutely no mention of wine. Chayev initially besumei the Puria, Adela Yoda, no mention of wine. However, the Gilyoni HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Megillah Dav Zayin on the base, is Medayek the Rashi, Chayev initially besumei, says Rashi two words, libesumei, lehishtake beyayin. Leishtaker b'yayin, Rashi says yayin, Chiddush of Rashi. The Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, the great Gaon, quotes another two Rishonim, the Radvaz and the Rekeach, who also say yayin. Actually, Rambam doesn't bring it, the Rambam also says in Hilchos Megillah, Leishtaker b'yayin, the four Rishonim. Four Rishonim who say yayin. But the Gilyon HaShas asks, he says, I don't know where this yayin comes from. Where is the Makor of Yain? And he blies the Tevtema, Kosher. Where does it say Yain? The Besumi Bepuria becomes Ushden Yain. The Mikroi Kodesh, Tzvi Pesach Frank, explains the Rishonim very simply. He says that all the Nisim of Purim came Al Yedei Mishteh HaYain. Vashti was called in the middle of Achashverosh's Mishteh HaYayin. And Vashti was driven out and Esther took her place as Mishteh HaYayin. Haman, Mapolas Haman, came at the Mishteh HaYayin. They invited Esther Achashverosh, Mishteh HaYayin. Says the Mikra Kodesh to remember the Nisim of Mishteh HaYayin, that's the Indian of drinking wine. Wine as opposed to other alcohol. But again, the Stimas HaShulchan Aruch, which is the final word, the Rishonim say yain, but in our Shulchan Aruch, does not say yain. The Yisod V'Shorish HaAvoida, I want to read you out one line of the Yisod V'Shorish HaAvoida when he talks about Hilchos Purim. Read you out exactly what he says. V'hinei Hayayin yisamach levav enosh. V'chein kol mashke hameshake. Okay. Chayvunu chazal lehetiv liboy b'yayin u'b'chol mashke hameshake. U'b'chol mashke hameshake. So he clearly says, you can be yoytze the mitzvah b'chol mashke hameshake. I also found a line of a Gemara in Megillah, an interesting line in Daftez Vav on the base. One line of Gemara, where when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the Yeshua Purim, so the Midas Hadin starts causing problems. Omram Midas Hadin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omram Midas Hadin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma nishtanu eilu me'elu. What's the difference between the Goyim and the Eden? Gam eilu bayayin shogu uvasheichor tohu. The Yidin were also sinned with Yayin, Uba Sheikha To, and they strayed with Sheikha. Sheikha, the Chayra, is not just wine, it's other alcohol, beer, whatever it may be. Seems to be that at that Mishteh, it wasn't just wine, the Gemara says, Ba Sheikha To. Even though I do have to tell you that Rashi Ala Torah, Parshas Nosir, in the Pasuk of Yayin, the Sheikha, Al Tesh, the Voyam Ala Kodesh, Rashi says, Sheikha is Yain Yoshon. Yain is Yain Chadosh, and Sheikha is Yain Yoshon. But the Eben Ezra there says, Sheikha is Kol Dova HaMashaka. Kol Dova HaMashaka. According to the Eben Ezra, at least we have a Makor, that any Dova HaMashaka is the mitzvah. But the shine is, what taka happens if somebody enjoys liqueurs and whiskey more than wine? And you know, you become high on a bit of whiskey or liqueur much easier than wine. Wine you need to drink quite a lot of it. A little swig of strong whiskey can get you going. What is the halacha, the maaseh? Why does somebody enjoy that more? And maybe we'll ask the shaila the other way around. Why does somebody doesn't enjoy any of it? Those people that really don't enjoy alcohol. Why? Is there fear to drink it? And the answer lies, there's two words in the Megillah which are repeated several times. Two words, mishta v'simcha. Mishta, sometimes it says simcha, mishta v'simcha. The mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs of the day, it's four mitzvahs. Kriyas Megillah, Matanis Levyoinim, Mishleach Manos, and the fourth mitzvah we call mishta, which the Megillah actually always calls it mishta v'simcha. Mishta v'simcha. The Briskurov says, and this is a beautiful lomdus, the Briskurov says that every Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of simcha, the somachta b'chagecha. Every Yom Tov's got somachta b'chagecha. Says the Briskurov, Purim is different, because on the normal Yom Tov, the motive, the aim is simcha. How do you get to simcha? But bosav ayayin. Bosav ayayin is the hecha timsa to get, Torah never talks about bosav ayayin, just as the somachta b'chagecha. The aim is to get to simcha. The mitzvah is to get to simcha. How? Alidei bosor v'yayin. Purim, says the Briskurov, the mishteh, the eating, the drinking of bosor v'yayin, eating bosor v'yayin, is a tachlis in its own. Without simcha. And even if a person doesn't enjoy yayin, he has to drink wine because there's a din of mishteh. This is to remember the mishteh hayayin of Achashverosh. There's a din mishteh in its own right. Yom Tov, there's a din simcha. That's the aim. Al yedei bosav ayayin. The hechatim says bosav ayayin. The Sperov says, Purim is a din mishteh. There's a chiyuv to do mishteh in its own. There's a din mishteh. Whether you enjoy it or don't enjoy it. That lechoyer explains those mefoshim who learn you need to have yayin. Because yayin, there's a din of yayin. There's a din mishteh in its own right. The others learned, Mishteh v'simcha. Purim is like any other Yom Tov. The motive is simcha. How? Alidei mishteh. You've got to be v'simcha on Purim. And therefore, there's no difference when you do alidei yayin or kol dovo. Because the idea is simcha. And it's interesting, because the Maral says, that the din simcha of Purim is a result of, the Gemara says in Megillah, that in the first year of Purim, there was a din Yom Tov. You'll notice in the Megillah, the first time it says, Mishleach Manos, Matanos, Levyoinim, it says the word Yom Tov, and it repeats it a few psukim later, again, Matanos, Levyoinim, it leaves out the word Yom Tov. The Gemara says, the very first year there was Yom Tov, there was a Issa of Malach on Purim. It's like a normal Yom Tov. But they realized, Klal Yisrael couldn't, it was too much to keep the Issa of Malach. And then for the subsequent years, they only kept Mishleach Manos, Matanos Levyoinim, and they were mevatel the Yom Tov. Maral says that the din simcha on Purim is meveah as a result of the din Yom Tov, which they originally had. So our simcha on Purim is the normal din simcha of Yom Tov, which is the samachta. And therefore, accordingly, the mishteh is just the hechatimta to bring to the simcha. And that explains those shittas who hold that you don't need to drink wine, you've got to be the symbol. Halacha lemaaseh. Halacha lemaaseh. The poskim write, since the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned wine, then the Ikaran din, you don't need to drink wine. And anything that brings simcha, anything that mishdev simcha, anything that brings simcha, is fine. However, since four Gedoyi HaRushonim wrote Yayin, therefore the Moedim Hazmanim and other Sfarim write, start off your Suda with a bit of wine. Be Mekayim the Rushonim. And then you can top it up with a bit of whiskey. Do the Yayin, start the Yayin as to be Mekayim the Mishdah Yayin. But after that, because at the end of the day the Shulchan Aruch never Red wine, you can be yotza with any liqueur. But we need to know the following. There is a Ramo. The Machaber writes, Chayv inish libesumei bepuria, without any compromises. There is a Ramo, where the Ramo says, yesh omri, einoy tzorech lehishtake kolkach. You don't have to drink as much as that. Elo yishte yoyse milimudoy. Drink just a bit more than you normally used to. Ve'yiradim, fall asleep. U'mitoich kach, he'll be mekayim when he's asleep. He clearly will not know the difference between an orahom and a baruch modchai. And with that, he'll be mekayim the mitzvah. A very difficult Ramo. A very difficult Ramo. Many questions on this Ramo. Because how can you be mekayim a mitzvah when you're asleep? When you sleep, you're not aware. He says, fall asleep and you be mekayim adela yoda. You can't be mekayim adela yoda when you're asleep. Adela yoda is the conscious thing of adela yoda. One difficulty with the Ramo. Now the difficulty with the Ramo is that you're supposed to drink in the meal. People make a big mistake. I tell my bochum in yeshiva, you know, there's no mitzvah to drink during the day. Chayv inish libesum of the puria is a choli basuda. In the meal, in the mishteh ayayin, drinking during the day has got no makor to it. Maybe you could drink simcha, it's a din simcha, but it's not the chayv inish libesum which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, which is brought in Hilchos Suda, brought in the Rambam and Hilchos Suda. So when the Ramah says you should drink more than you normally do and fall asleep, then lechayra, he is saying you should fall asleep in the meal, which is a chiddush, because even if one drops not asleep, but to sleep in the meal is a shayla of hesach adas. This is an interesting Ramah, and we haven't got the time now, that I tell you there's some fascinating shocking in this Ramah. The Ramah isn't as simple as seems, the Ramah. But we do have a Ramah. The Ramah says, you don't have to become shikha. Just drink that bit extra, and you makayim the mitzvah. I need to drop off a bit. This namne. Then there's a bir halacha. The bir halacha brings very strong language, worthwhile reading it, from the Chaya Odom and from the Meiri, where he says, don't worry about this mitzvah shikras. It causes problems. You can't make brachas properly. You're not going to bench properly birchas hamazon. He says, okay, if you want to drink a bit and make yourself merry and high, fine. But don't worry too much about it. It's the mitzvah of Eloi Likuva. And a lot of problems come from it. And therefore, he says, you know, drink, maybe if you like, and be happy. But don't lose yourself. He is loshen there. He's very makel on the halacha. The Mishabura brings from the Prima Godin, V'chein ro'u la'asos. One should be knowing that there are more. And we just want to finish off, because you notice the Loshen doesn't say, I always had this for many years, it doesn't say Chayv inish lehishtakeh bepuria. It uses the most unusual Loshen, libasumeh bepuria. What is that word, libasumeh bepuria? Libasumeh comes from the word boisem, which is besomim. Person has to be sweet smelling on Purim. Libasume bepuria. It's a borrowed term for shikras. Libasume bepuria. Actually, the reach, the scent, has got a big theme of Purim, because Mordechai, the Gemara says, there is a lotion of mori dochi, which is one of the besomim. Mori dochi, it's a sweet smelling besomim. And Hadasa, Esther was called Hadasa. Hadas is also a scented item. Well, how does smell come into Purim? And the pshat is because out of the five senses, the reach is very different to chush hashmiya, chush ha'ri'ya. Chush ha'ri'ya, you see whatever meets the eye, you see what's in front of you, the facts. Shmiya, you hear what's being said. Scent is a koyach which spreads itself. You have a tiny bit of perfume, a tiny bit of somim, and it's mispashit. You smell much more than you actually see. The smell is mispashit. Chazal are telling us, on Purim, drink. But make sure that the Kiddush Hashem that comes from your drinking the pisume nisa, it shouldn't be drinking just for the sake of drinking. Lahaidia, we say in the Shoshana Siyaka, the whole idea of Purim is lahaidia shekol kaivecha lo yevoishu v'lo yikomu. Purim is a message of amuna, never give up. Shekol kaivecha, anybody who has faith in you, lo yevoishu v'lo yikomu netzach. The pisume nisa Purim is, the message of Purim is, simcha, simcha means don't give up, be happy in whatever matzah. And there has to spread pisumenis of emuna, libesume bepuria. Let your drinking bring a simcha and chizuk to others, a chizuk and emuna, not just lehishtake. That's why they use the lotion of libesume. Wish you whichever drink you choose, whether it's whiskey, liquor, wine, wish you all have brain chakurim.